Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, sì, finito, Gesù.
Here we are, gathered once again in your name. We ask you to manifest yourself to each one of us. We want to draw near to you. We want to hear your voice. We want to look up into your face and be drawn closer to you. We ask you to have your way among us. Whether it's early in the morning or late at night, we want to sit at your feet.
无论对我们来说是早晨还是夜晚，我们就是要来坐在你的脚前。
Draw us closer to you.
求你吸引我们更加亲近你。
Open our eyes to see you.
开我们的眼睛来看见你。
And our ears to hear you.
让我们的耳朵能够听见你。
Be glorified in all we say and do.
在我们所说的话语，在我们所行的一切事上，你来得荣耀。
That we will leave our gathering more aware of your presence.
好，让我们离开今天聚会的时候，更加意识到你的同在。
We ask it in precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉我们主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Once again, we've come to learn about Jesus.
我们再一次聚在一起，我们来从耶稣学习。
There's a scripture I want to read to you from 1 Peter.
我们有一节经文要读给大家，是在彼得前书。
It's chapter 5 and verse 5.
第5章第5节。
And 6 also.
还有第六节。
I advise you, younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
And be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
都要以谦卑束腰，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Verse 6, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
第六节，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
That's the word the Lord gives us for today, to humble ourselves before him.
这就是神今天赐给我们的话语，就是谦卑在他的面前。
If you wonder what to wear today, he tells us that we should clothe ourselves with humility.
如果你不知道今天你要穿戴什么，主耶稣告诉我们，我们要披戴他的谦卑。
And we know the only humility we have is from Jesus himself.
我们知道我们所能拥有的唯一的谦卑是从主耶稣他自己来的。
Jesus emptied himself to become obedient to the Father.
主耶稣倒空了他自己，就是完全的顺服于父神。
And that's his desire for each one of us, that we be emptied of our own appearance and be clothed with him.
这也是他向我们每一个人的渴望，愿我们每一个人都倒空我们自己的旧性情，而是披戴主耶稣自己。
So we are going to ask Sister Alice to sing to us about being nothing, that Jesus may be everything. Sister Alice.
我们来请圣秋姐妹唱这首歌， 哦，我愿成为无有，而让耶稣成为一切。
哈利路亚，是的，愿这一首歌成为我们的祷告。哦，我愿成为在他脚前守候，愿我起名破碎到好适合我主来使用，高空是他充满我中，使我出去做他山谷，风随时他不受拦。主，使他生命从我流出。哦，我愿成为在他脚前守候。愿我起名破碎到空，好适合我主来使用。哦，我愿成为让他伸手到做他心事时立门口，他的吩咐我来听候。祈随时雨，召他喜欢向他赞美。啊，容许我也愿意在他面前安静时立。哦，我愿成为在他脚前守候。愿我起名破碎到空，好适合我主来使用。哦，我愿成将被火炬毁枯油，但我愿意我欲成土，好让世人见我救主。但愿成为无忧无忧，好让世人赞他不朽。他是一切诸佛缘中赞美之神，为他配受。哦，我愿成为在他脚前守候。愿我起名破碎到空，好适合我主来 是有。哦，我愿成为为在他脚前守候。愿我清明破碎到空，好时和我主来，是哦，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，是的，主啊。愿这一首歌是从我们内心深处向主深深的发出。哦，主啊，我愿成为无有。哦，主啊，我愿意像你一样，更多的这样的谦卑、俯伏。哦，是的，主，你来到这个世上，你就是完全的谦卑顺服在父神的面前。哦，主啊，是的，我们是属于你的，我们是你的门徒，我们更愿意向你，让你来，哦，帮助我们，让你来，哦，引导我们，让我们更多的低伏，就是，哦，没有自己，没有自己的意识，没有自己的思想，完全被主你来倒空，完全能够成为一个空的器皿。让主能够来使用，成为一个畅通的管道。哦，哈利路亚，赞美主。虽然有的时候，哦，这样的降杯，这样的像几次，这样的破碎，会有一些这样的痛苦，但是主，我们说，哦，主，我们愿意，我们愿意，哈利路亚，让你的旨意成就在我们的身上。感谢赞美主，谢谢主，愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你，因为你配得，配得。谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。 Amen. Hallelujah.
哈利路亚。
God's call is that we humble ourselves.
神呼召我们谦卑自己。
Be clothed with humility.
让我们以谦卑束腰。
That's the best dress we could wear.
这是我们所能拥有最好的装饰。
And it comes from the Lord Jesus.
它也是从我们主耶稣而来的。
At all times, our Lord Jesus gave all the glory and praise to the Father.
我们的主耶稣在任何时候都把一切的荣耀和颂赞归给天父。
When he was here on earth, he lived in the very atmosphere of God's presence.
当他在世上的时候，他一直住在神圣同在的氛围里。
He was always pointing the people to his father.
他一直把人们指向他的父神。
You know, he said, the words that I speak are not mine, they're my father's.
你知道他说，我所说的话不是出于我，乃是我父的。
And the miracles you see taking place, my father's doing it.
你们所看见的神迹奇事都是我父做的。
Our success in living the Christian life comes from doing the same.
我们要过一个成功的基督徒生活，也必须这样做。
We should attribute all our righteousness and faithfulness to the grace of our Lord Jesus.
我们应当把我们所有的意义和忠心都归功于我们主耶稣的恩典。
All success in our Christian life must be recognized as from the power of God's indwelling spirit.
我们要意识到，我们基督徒生活一切的成功，都来自于我们主耶稣基督的恩典和他圣灵的大能。
When we live in the hiding place of His presence, We know that he is the source of all good and faithful service to others.
当我们一直隐藏在他全能者的荫下，我们就意识到他是我们一切能够服侍别人的源泉。
So the title of our talk today is "The Hiding Place is a Humble Place."
所以，我们今天的主题是那藏身之处是一个谦卑的地方。
There's a danger in not dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty.
我们有一种危险，就是没有住在全能者的荫下。
We're walking in his shadow.
你知道，我们要行走在他的荫庇下。
A shadow always falls behind someone.
因为一个阴影总是在一个人的后面。
Most of the time, people want to be out front and visible.
常常人们想要走在前面。
But he is calling us to dwell under his shadow.
但是神呼召我们要藏在他的荫蔽下。
But we're in danger if we do not come down at his feet to partake of his spirit.
但我们会陷在危险之中，如果我们没有谦卑下来，匍匐在他的脚前。
There's a verse in Isaiah 57.
在以赛亚书57章有一节经文，
It's verse 15.
第15节。
For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy.
因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：“
I dwell in the high and holy place.
我住在至高至圣的所在。
With him also who has a contrite and humble spirit.
”也与心灵痛悔、谦卑的人同居。
And I revive the heart of contrite ones.
我要使谦卑人的灵苏醒。
So, if we want to know where he lives not only in the high and holy place, but he wants to live in our heart.
所以，如果你想知道神住在哪里，他不单是住在至高至上的所在，而且他渴望住在我们的心里。
But as Peter told us, that he resists the proud, but he lives in the humble heart.
就像彼得告诉我们的，他阻挡骄傲的人，但是他乐意住在一颗谦卑的心灵里。
We follow Jesus through the gospel. We see that he always was in a place of deep humility.
如果我们在福音书里来跟随耶稣的行踪，我们就会发现他一直住在一个深深的谦卑里。
He was always giving glory to his father.
他常常把荣耀归给他的父。
In Ezekiel chapter 28, we read about Satan.
在以西结书28章，我们可以读到关于撒旦的描述。
Satan's heart was lifted up because of his riches.
撒旦的心，他心高气傲，因为他拥有的财富。
Verse 7 says it was the beauty of his wisdom.
第7节告诉我们，那是因为他智慧的美丽。
In verse 15, he was perfect in his ways from the day he was created till iniquity was found in him.
第7节书28章15节，你从受造之日所行的都完全，后来在你中间又查出不义。
And verse 16 tells us your heart was lifted up because of your beauty.
17节告诉我们，你因美丽心中骄傲。
Pride is the very breath of Satan.
骄傲就是撒旦的毒气。
And he's always tempting us to be exalted above others.
他一直在试探我们，让我们高举超过别人。
And the only salvation we have is to turn to Jesus and ask him to make the change in us.
我们所能得到唯一的救赎，就是转向耶稣，让他在我们的里面做改变。
We say, oh, clothe me with your humility.
我们求他，主啊，求你为我替代你的谦卑。
Let me be careful to give you the glory.
我们要小心谨慎地把荣耀归给你。
When Satan spoke to Eve in the garden, he told her, you could be like God.
在伊甸园里，当撒旦对夏娃说："你们可以像神一
You would be just like him. You would know good and you would know evil.
”，你会像神一样的知道善恶。
And when Adam and Eve fell for that, they lost the wonderful blessing of humility.
当亚当和夏娃听信了蛇的谎言，他们就失去了这谦卑的祝福。
In the human race came a desire to be the one.
人类就从此渴望成为那一位，
That's the very breath of Satan.
而这正是撒旦的毒气。
Satan wanted to be the one that was worshipped.
撒旦想要成为那一位被人敬拜的。
And we know part of the angels worshipped him and they became the demons.
我们知道有1/3的天使跟从了他，敬拜他就堕落成了鬼魔。
Because God abhors pride.
因为神憎恶骄傲，
He knows pride is going to destroy us.
他知道骄傲会毁坏我们。
And that's why we have to be careful that we walk in humility.
那就是为什么我们需要小心谨慎地行走在谦卑里。
I've been reading in the book of Daniel.
我最近在读但以理书。
In chapter one, Daniel was true to his convictions about indulging in the king's wine and delicacies.
在但以理书第一章提到，但以理持守他的信仰，立志不以王的膳和王的酒玷污自己。
He asked just to eat ordinary plain food.
他请求王许可他只吃素菜喝白水。
Oh. Remember, he was a prisoner in Babylon at this time.
要记得，他现在是在被掳在巴比伦。
But the one that was over him said he'd let him try it and see if he lost his bearing, his life.
所以管理这事的就说可以让他试试是否吃素菜喝白水会照常。
But the wonder of it all, he became stronger and more wise.
但是非常奇妙的是，他的面貌更加的，他更加俊美肥胖。
And when they were took him to before the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar,
当他们把他带到尼布甲尼撒王面前，
The king tested him and commended him for his special wisdom.
尼布甲尼撒王就拷问他们一切事，称赞了他的智慧和聪明。
And the next year, the king had a dream which all the other magicians and sorcerers couldn't interpret.
第二年，王做了一个梦。其余的那些术士用法术的和琴邪术的，没有一个人能讲解。
And they told the king, the others told the king, give us time, let us deliberate on this.
他们就告诉王说："求你给我们一些时间，好让我们能够找到这个讲解。"
And the king thought, they're only trying to waste time. They really don't know what the dream's about.
王觉得这些人只不过是要来浪费时间，他们并不知道梦的讲解。
So he turned to them and he said, Tell me what my dream was first.
所以就告诉他们说，梦我已经忘了，你们要先把梦告诉我。
He said, No one can do that. We have no idea. No magician could tell you what your dream was.
那些术士就说：“我们全都做不到，我们没有办法告诉你你做了什么梦。
So the king was very angry and ordered that all of them be killed.
”所以王就发怒，要求他们都被杀害。
Daniel was among that number and his companions, and they sought the Lord.
但伊利和他的同伴们也是哲士中的一位，所以他们就一起求问神。
And the Lord gave an answer.
求神来指出这梦的讲解。
Daniel said, "There is a God in heaven who reveals secrets and makes known to you what will be."
但以理书2章28节，他说：“只有一位在天上的神，能显明奥秘的事。
Oh, the king said, "I remember you're one of the wisest that I judged as somebody given special wisdom."
”王说：“我记得你是一位聪明人，你能够把梦的讲解告诉我。”
Verse 30 tells us this is the most beautiful answer Daniel gives. But
第
as
三
for
十节，
me, excuse me.
是但以理所能给的最美好的答案。
As for me, this secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living.
至于那奥秘的事显明给我，并非因我的智慧胜过一切活人。
For sakes who make known the interpretation to the king, that you may know the thoughts of your heart.
乃为使王知道梦的讲解和你心里的思念。
Isn't that a wonderful answer?
这是多么美好的答案。
Remember, Daniel was a captive in Babylon at this time.
要记得当时但以理正被掳在巴比伦。
And the king is praising him once again.
王再一次称赞他。
But Daniel gives all the glory to God.
但是但以理把所有的荣耀归给神。
There's a God in heaven who reveals secrets.
有一位天上的神，是他能够启示奥秘。
And it wasn't because of my wisdom, it was God speaking to me and through me.
不是因为我的智慧，乃是神透过我说话，把这奥秘的事显明给你。
That reminds me of Joseph when he was held captive in Egypt.
这也使我想起约瑟，当他被卖在埃及的时候。
And Pharaoh also had a dream, and
法
Joseph
老，
was called in to interpret it.
法老也做了一个梦，让约瑟去为他讲解。
The first thing Joseph said, "It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer."
约瑟首先的回答就是：“解梦这事不出于我，只有神能告诉你这梦的意义。
Both of these learned, even when they were in prison, not to exalt themselves.
”但以理和约瑟虽然他们下在监里或者被掳在巴比伦，他们都学习了没有高举自己。
When Daniel said that, the king fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel.
甚至当但以理说了这些话，尼布甲尼撒王俯伏在地，向但以理下拜。
There was someone who told him the very dream he had.
因为有这样一位，他把他所做的梦告诉了他。
And he said, Nebuchadnezzar said, "Truly, your God is the God of gods."
47节，王对但以理说：“你们的神诚然是万神之神，万王之主。
He's the Lord of kings, a revealer of secrets.
”他是万王之主，他是能显明奥秘事的。
since you could reveal this secret.
因为你已经将这奥秘显明给我。
That's verse 46.
这是第47节。
The king soon forgets, and he sets up an image of gold to be worshipped by everyone.
但是尼布甲尼撒王很快就忘记了，他就立了一个金像让所有人来敬拜。
And if you don't worship this golden image, I'm going to cast you into a fiery furnace.
如果有人拒绝俯伏敬拜这个金像，他就要把那个人下在烈火的窑中。
You know the story. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down and worship the golden image.
你们知道这个故事，沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥、但以理的三个朋友，他们拒绝俯伏敬拜金像。
I said that their God, whom they served, was able to deliver them from the burning fiery furnace.
他们说，他们所侍奉的神能够将他们从烈火的窑中救出来。
Not only was he able, but they, in faith, said he would deliver them.
不但他能够救出来，而且他们确信神必将他们救出来。
But if he doesn't, they still would not worship another god.
即或不然，他们也绝不敬拜别神。
They were bound and thrown into the fire, but there was a fourth man in the furnace with them.
他们就被捆起来扔在火窑中，但在火中有第四个人。
And he looked like the Son of God.
他的相貌好像神子。
As Jesus was walking in the fiery furnace with them.
是的，是主耶稣在火窑中与他们同行。
It came out of the fire that had no power over them.
他们从火中出来，火无力伤他们。
They didn't even smell like smoke.
他们也没有火燎的气味。
Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged that no other God can deliver like their God.
尼布甲尼撒王再次承认，没有别神能像他们的神这样施行拯救。
So, twice in the book of Daniel, we're reading how Nebuchadnezzar was aware of God and honored God.
所以在但以理书，我们读到尼布甲尼撒王两次认识到神的大能，并且高举神。
But 7 years later, we read in Daniel chapter 4 his testimony.
但是在但以理书第四章，我们读到后来他所做的见证。
He recalls how the dream he had in chapter 2 came to pass and the lesson he learned.
他在第二章所做的梦已经过去了，包括他所学过的功课。
Verse 2 in chapter 4.
但以理书第四章第二节。
He said, "The Most High God has worked for me."
他说：“至高的神向我行了神迹奇事。
Daniel, in whom the spirit of the holy God is, interpreted the dream he had.
”但以理他里头有圣神的灵，他向我讲解了我所做的梦。
And it came to pass exactly as the Lord had spoken through Daniel.
而这个梦就照着但以理的讲解应验了。
For 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar was being humbled.
在7年之内，尼布甲尼撒王被神降卑。
He lost his reasoning, and he dwelt among the beasts of the field.
他失去了他的理智，他与野地的兽同居。
He ate grass like the oxen.
他吃草如牛。
On his hand were claws like an animal.
他的手就好像鹰爪一样，
Of course, he lost his throne.
当然，他也失去了他的宝座。
By all appearances, he seemed totally out of his mind.
从他的外表来看，他实在是丧失了自己的理智。
But somehow God allowed him to remember his dream.
但是神就使他想起了自己所做的梦。
God had promised that if he would acknowledge the Most High God and praise and honor him, he would restore him.
神应许他，如果你再次高举这至高的神，再次把荣耀归给他，神就可以恢复他的理智。
Oh, the mercy of God.
哦，神是何等的充满了怜悯。
And as Nebuchadnezzar began to praise and honor him who lives forever, he was restored.
所以，当尼布甲尼撒王开始称颂至高者。他的理智和聪明就得到恢复。
Several times we read in chapter 3 that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men.
在第四章，我们读到好几次，他提到至高者在人的国中掌权。
He gives it to whomever he will.
他要将国赐给谁，就赐给谁。
He sets over it the lowest of men.
他甚至立最卑微的人执掌国权。
These are the very words of Nebuchadnezzar.
这是尼布甲尼撒王他自己的话。
He is changed.
Excuse me.
He's changed from being a proud, vain king.
He 从一位骄傲的王被神改变，成为一个谦卑的人。
He's been humbled.
他被神降卑，
And when he acknowledged God as the true king of all,
当他承认神是真正的万王之王，
God restored him in his kingdom.
神就把他的国度再次还给他。
The chapter ends with these words.
第四章以这些话结束。
Those who walk in pride, he's able to put down.
那行动骄傲的，他能降为卑。
He gives it to whoever will repent.
他要把国度赐给那些愿意悔改的人。
And he sets those that are the lowest of men on the praise the Lord. He sets them up.
他甚至立最卑微的人执掌国权。
So this gives us hope that even though we may go through a trial, a severe trial, God is able to restore those that repent.
这就带给我们盼望，即使我们经历非常严厉的试炼，但神能够恢复他的国度，能够赐给那些悔改的人。
In our country of America, we have had ministers that have fallen through pride.
在我们美国，有一些牧师，他们就陷入骄傲的罪里。
And many people have lost all respect for them.
很多人就失去了对他们的尊敬。
But God has restored, I know one in particular, he's restored him through repentance.
但神再一次恢复他们，当他们悔改了以后，我就认识其中的一位。
And he's still using him in a very small way.
神今天仍然在使用他，在非常卑微的地方。
Oh, how God wants us to walk in humility.
哦，神何等愿意我们行走在谦卑里。
He wants us to realize that there's a danger in success.
还要我们意识到，当我们成功的时候，有一个危险。
If we remember our King David,
如果你们记得我们的大卫王，
we had him at the beginning of our study this March, how he said God was his hiding place.
在我们三月王校的一开始，我们就读到大卫说：“神是他的藏身之处。”
He was running away from Saul.
他在逃避扫罗的追杀。
He was hiding among the Philistines.
他在躲避非利士人。
Over and over, he would say, "You are my hiding place."
他一再一再的承认，神啊，你是我的藏身之处。
He was hiding in a time of danger.
在危险的时刻，他藏身于神。
But later in life, as we see him on the throne, he was not hiding.
但后来，当我们看到他坐在国的宝座上，他就不再隐藏。
This is at a very successful time in his life that he fell into sin.
在他生命中最成功的时刻，他陷入最终。
And he tried to keep his sin hidden.
他想要隐藏自己所犯的罪。
But God revealed it to the prophet.
但神把他的罪启示给先知拿单。
And he told him the story about his sin.
拿单就告诉他一个故事，是关于他的罪。
When he told the story about a lamb being stolen from someone who had many sheep,
所以他告诉他这个故事，有一个妇人自己有很多的羊，却偷窃了邻居的一个小羊羔。
David was so furious he wanted to punish that person.
大卫非常愤怒，他说这个人应该受惩罚。
But the prophet said, "You are the man."
但是先知拿单说：“你就是那个人。
Oh, that put dear King David on his face before God.
”哦，这使得大卫王在神面前匍匐下来。
We have that beautiful Psalm 51.
我们就用那首美丽的诗篇51篇。
Or he's crying out, "Oh God, be merciful to me."
他就向神呼喊：“神啊，求你怜悯我，
Wash me, and I'll be clean.
求你洗涤我，使我鼻血更白。
Oh, this is the most wonderful chapter.
”哦，这是最美好的一篇诗篇。
According to your loving kindness, blot out my transgressions.
求你按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。
He acknowledged his sin. He asked for that cleansing of the precious, precious cleansing of God's Spirit.
他承认自己所犯的罪，他请求神以他那宝贵的圣灵来洁净他的罪孽。
He says, "Renew a right spirit within me.
他说：“求你在我里面恢复那正直的灵，
Deliver me from my guilt."
使我脱离我的罪恶。
Wash me and I'll be clean.
求你洗涤我，我就得洁净。
Hide your face from my sins. Blot out my iniquity.
求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。”
And many, many people have taken that psalm and prayed over it.
很多人使用诗篇51篇把它祷告，为
And
这一篇祷告。
as we pray, God washes and cleanses us from our sin too.
我们也要求神来洁净我们的罪，洗净我们的心。
There is a picture of what was to come, the precious blood of Jesus.
这是一幅将要发生的主耶稣的宝血能够洁净我们的图画。
That the blood is available to us today.
今天他的宝血对我们就是敞开的，
To blot out our sin.
他可以涂抹我们的罪孽。
David had a New Testament experience in the Old Testament.
在旧约的时代，大卫王拥有新约时代的经历。
And God cleansed him and he made him a man after his own heart.
神洁净了他，使他成为一个合神心意的人。
There's always hope.
我们永远有盼望。
But if we walk in the shadow of the Almighty and give Him the glory, He will hide us in his presence.
如果我们一直藏身在全能者的荫下，把所有的荣耀归给他，他就会隐藏我们，使我们与他同行。
He wants to keep us from failure.
他想要保守我们免于失败。
Satan failed.
撒旦失败了。
He ascribed the glory to himself.
因为他把所有的荣耀归给他自己。
And he infected the whole human race with the same desire.
他也使他这种愿望祸害了所有的人类。
It's only natural for us to want to be the one.
对我们来说是这样的自然，我们就想要成为那一位。
He told Adam, he told Eve, you'll be like God.
他告诉亚当和夏娃说：“你们必像神一样。
And this infected the whole human race.
”但这就感染了整个人类，感染了这个病毒一样。
We push ourselves to be at the top of the ladder.
我们想要把自己升高，成为最高层的。
Many people do it and feel they're doing the right thing in the world.
在世上，世人觉得这样做是对的。
They even push their children to be the top in their class.
他们甚至推动他们的孩子想要成为班级最优秀的。
But what we need to do is follow the will of God.
但我们所需要做的就是遵循神的旨意。
God makes all of creation to be for his glory.
神创造了万有，是为着他的荣耀而创造的。
And even in the Christian world, some Christians want to be the best Christian.
而即使在基督徒的世界里，有些基督徒也想要成为最优秀的基督徒。
Maybe we go to school and learn and try to achieve knowledge.
我们上学的时候，我们就学习，想要得到更多的知识。
We become very successful.
我们就非常成功，
There's a danger in success.
但是在成功的时候有一个危险。
Whether we're a new Christian or an older Christian.
无论我们是年幼的基督徒或是年长的基督徒，
David was doing so well when he was young.
当大卫年轻的时候，他定义遵循神的旨意。
Even when he was under attack, he trusted in God.
即使在他受攻击的时候，他仍然信靠神。
But later, with the crown on his head, he had access to whatever he wanted.
而当他后来头上戴上了王的冠冕，他可以得到任何他所想要的。
So he took another man's wife and had that man killed.
他就娶了别人的妻子，让那个人被杀害。
Even though it's a very sad chapter, we thank God for his mercy.
虽然这是一章非常悲哀的故事，但是我们感谢神的恩典和怜悯。
He is a God of mercy.
他是一位蛮有怜悯的神，
But he hates pride.
但他恨恶骄傲。
The reason he hates it is because he knows it'll destroy us.
他恨恶骄傲，是因为他知道骄傲会毁坏我们。
It destroyed Satan.
因为他毁坏了撒旦，
And it will destroy us as well.
他也能够毁坏我们。
That's why we have been encouraged by Pastor Cho. I don't know how many countries we were in together.
所以我们一直被周牧师所鼓励。我不知道我们去过哪些亚洲的国家，一共有多少个国家。
He was always saying, Sister Martha, teach on humility.
他总是对我说：“玛莎姐妹，你来教导谦卑。
I liked it when the other times when he said, teach about the bride of Christ.
”我盼望他对我说：“哦，你来教导基督的心腹这个主题。
But I think he was wanting me to learn as I taught the danger of pride.
但我想，他让我教导谦卑，是因为他要我学习，在成功的时候有一个危险，就是骄傲。
And I'm still learning that.
我今天仍然在学习这个功课。
Because Jesus is calling us to humble ourselves.
因为主耶稣呼召我们自卑。
If each one of us humble ourselves, God doesn't have to humble us.
如果我们每个人都谦卑自己，神就不需要再降卑我们。
He's well able to do it.
他完全能够这样做。
Because he wants to spare us from destruction.
因为他要救我们免于毁坏。
It's hard to believe that we have been three on our third year without Pastor Chow.
我们难以置信，当周牧师离开我们以后，我们已经度过了3年的时间。
And the Lord has made our ministry more successful. Each year.
每一年，神都使我们的事工更加的成功。
But it came to me recently that we must be careful not to take credit for God's work.
但最近我想到，我们必须要小心谨慎，不要把神的工作的功劳归给自己。
We have more attending our e-school.
我们有更多的人参加网校。
And we have another opportunity to go to Pilgrim Camp in the summer.
今年夏天，我们再一次有机会到纽约的营地。
And we've had some very blessed outreach by our teachers and coordinators.
我们的老师和同工们也都有一些成功的施工在外面。
But remember that humility is our hiding place.
但我们要记得，谦卑是我们藏身的地方。
When you follow a shadow, you have to be behind.
当你跟随着一个影子，你需要一直走在它的后面。
It's a secret place.
这是一个隐秘的地方。
So our Psalm 91 that tells us, He that dwells in the secret place will abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
所以诗篇91篇告诉我们，住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
He wants us to keep following behind him.
他要我们一直跟在他的身后。
Take our comfort in his shadow.
在他的荫庇下，我们找到我们的平安，
Let him be glorified.
让他走在我们的前面，
Let him be honored.
让他得到尊荣。
And that goes for every one of the students.
这也适用于我们网校的每一个学员，
The coordinators and us teachers.
我们每一位同工，我们每一位老师。
I must tell you that there's a special bonding between the teachers.
我必须告诉你，在我们的老师之间，我们有一个特别的一种亲密和和谐。
It's amazing how beautifully they work together.
非常的美丽，他们非常的令人惊讶，他们这样子的一起同工。
That's because each of them had help from Pastor Chow.
那是因为他们每一位都从周牧师那里学习了很多。
Especially in the latter days of his life, he was a servant to his precious wife.
尤其在周牧师的晚年，他一直服侍他自己亲爱的妻子。
And those that coordinators that lived among him saw that.
而与他一起生活在一起的同工们都亲眼看见了。
And they had the lesson right in front of them.
他就在他们的面前活出了这样的一个榜样。
So they have learned to work together as one as well.
所以，同工们也学习了一起同心配搭，完全的合而为一。
And that goes for all of our e-school students. We want you to be careful. To give God the glory.
这也适用于我们网校所有的学员。 我们盼望你们都小心谨慎地把所有的荣耀归给神。
He is the high and lofty one.
他是那一位至高至圣的神，
He deserves the glory.
他配得所有的荣耀，
He brought us all into existence.
是他把我们带到这个世上。
And the devil flees when we praise and honor and glorify God.
当我们赞美神，把荣耀颂赞归给神的时候，仇敌就要逃跑了，
Because he's so full of jealousy.
因为仇敌是满了嫉妒。
We need to be careful if we feel jealous. That's the breath of Satan.
如果我们里面满了嫉妒，我们要很小心，因为那就是撒旦的气息。
We must give God the glory.
我们必须把荣耀归给神。
Give him the praise for the mighty things he's doing among us.
为他在我们中间所行的一切奇妙事来赞美他，
Be careful to hide in him.
小心谨慎地藏身在他的里面。
So this is another hiding place. It's the place of humility.
所以今天我们所讲的是另外一个藏身之处，就是那个谦卑的地方。
It's not natural to have humility.
拥有谦卑不是一件自然的事。
There is only one source of supply for humility.
只有一个谦卑的泉源。
Mary found it. It's down at the feet of Jesus.
玛利亚找到了，就是在耶稣的脚前。
It's crying out to him, Oh, set me free, Jesus.
就是对他呼喊：“哦，耶稣，求你释放我的自由。”
Oh, Jesus, fill me with your humility.
哦，耶稣，用你的谦卑充满我。
Protect me by your beautiful humility.
用你那美丽的谦卑来保护我。
Give me your spirit.
赐给我你自己的灵。
Because my spirit will always be proud.
因为我自己的灵永远是骄傲的。
My spirit will always be high-minded.
我自己的灵永远是自高自大。
And other things that come along that way in our natural conceit.
另外一件我们天然人就有的就是自高自大，
And superiority.
我们的自我优越感。
In Philippians, we learn that Jesus made himself of no reputation.
但是在腓立比书，我们读到主耶稣使他自己。倒空了他自己的所有的名声，
He emptied himself.
他倒空自己，使自己毫无名声。
That God might be all and in all, in him and through him.
好让神成为一切的一切，在他的里面，也透过他被彰显出来。
Paul told the church of in Colossians 3:3.
在哥罗西书3章3节，保罗告诉哥罗西的教会说
You died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
：“你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Yes, we're called to let the old nature die
”是的，神呼召我们，让我们的旧性情死去。
and let our very life be hidden with
让
Christ in God.
我们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
And when Christ, who is our life, appears, then we'll appear with him in glory.
当基督显现的时候，我们要和他一同显现在荣耀里。
It's a very peaceful life to
这是一个，
partake of his humility.
当我们领受他的谦卑。我们所领受的是一个非常平安的生命。
You find out you argue less with other people.
你会发现，你会更少的跟别人争论。
You stop the quarreling in your home.
在你的家里，你停止争吵。
If you're just willing to partake of Jesus' humility,
只要你愿意来领受耶稣的谦卑。
As Peter says, clothe yourself with humility.
就像彼得说的，你们要披戴谦卑。
Keep down at his feet.
一直保持在他的脚前。
Jesus told Martha, Mary chose the better part.
主耶稣告诉马大说，玛利亚已经选择了那上好的福分。
It's a restful place.
那是一个安息的地方。
We give God all the glory.
我们把所有的荣耀归给神。
Not just with our words, but with our heart.
不单是用我们的话语，乃是用我们的心。
We recognize all that we have is because of Him.
我们承认，我们所拥有的一切都是出于他。
He brought us out of the miry clay and put our feet on a rock to stay.
他把我们从火坑里、从淤泥中救拔出来，使我们的脚立在磐石上。
He's the one that cleanses in His blood from our sin.
他是那一位用他的宝血洁净我们的罪的。
He's the one that broke the power of sin in our life.
他是那一位在我们的生命里除去罪的权势的。
He's the one that's making us ready for His coming.
他是那一位为他的再来使我们预备好的。
We'll find that the greatest joy in our life is humbling ourselves.
我们就会发现，在我们生命中最大的喜乐就是谦卑自己，
And pray, Oh Jesus, fill my vision.
而且祷告说：“主啊，求你充满我们的意象，
I give you all the glory.
我把所有的荣耀归给你，
I give you all the praise.
把所有的赞美归给你。
I know this lesson was meant for you. I struggled with it throughout the week.
我知道今天这节课的内容是神预备给你们的，我一整个礼拜都在挣扎。
Until the night before last, I was up till late
直到前
because
天晚上，
it didn't come together.
直到前天晚上，我很晚还没有睡觉，因为他没有办法。
Yesterday, I took the whole day apart so I could seek the Lord.
昨天一整天，我花了时间单独亲近神，寻求神。
But not until last night did heaven open before me.
哦，直到昨天晚上，天在我面前敞开。
And Jesus' presence swept in.
主耶稣的同在大大的充满。
And he gave me that picture that his shadow is following behind him, not in front of him.
他给了我这样一幅图画，让我们跟随他的影子是在后面跟随，而不是走在他的前面。
He wants to clothe us with his own humility.
他渴望以他自己的谦卑为我们披戴上。
I'll never have any of my own.
我自己永远没有谦卑。
But he is willing to pour out his spirit upon us all.
但他愿意把他自己的灵浇灌在我们所有人的身上。
When Jesus manifests himself as my ruby and I gathered in prayer last night, he came to us.
当昨天晚上 Ruby 跟我祷告的时候，主耶稣临到了我们。
And he gave us that assurance. This is the message he wanted you to hear.
他赐给我们这些话语，告诉你们这些话是他想要你们听的。
Be careful when you're successful.
当你成功的时候要小心。
Remember how it happened. It was all his doings.
要记得所有发生的都是出于他。
And I can firmly say that about myself. In the JMI ministry.
在 JMI 的施工里，我可以确定的这样说。
I could say, look at myself and say, I can't even speak Chinese.
我看一看我自己，我可以说，我甚至不能够讲中文。
But when I'm allowed to come and be with you, Oh, the presence of the Lord is so precious to me.
哦，当神许可我跟你们聚在一起的时候，神的同在是这样的宝贵。
He has brought us together for his good pleasure.
是他把我们聚在一起，为着他自己的美意。
I thank him and I thank you for bearing with an English-speaking person.
我感谢神，我也感谢你们容忍我这个讲英文的老师。
One day in heaven, we'll speak the same language.
有一天在天上，我们都要说同样的语言。
And we will be saying, Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
我们都要说圣哉圣哉，全能的神，
He is worthy of our praise.
他配得我们所有的称赞。
We give you praise today. We give you honor.
主，今天我们把所有的赞美尊荣都归给你。
Come to each of your children, Lord.
主，求你临到你的每一个孩子，
We're all your children.
我们都是你的孩子。
We want you to clothe us with your righteousness.
我们渴望你为我们披上你的衣袍，
Cleanse our hearts.
你来洁净我们的心。
Give us one purpose in life to honor you.
在我们的生命里，给我们只有一个目标，就是来尊荣你。
We're believing you for Easter miracles during the next 2 weeks.
在接下来的2个礼拜，我们相信你要行复活节的神迹。
Our hope is in your precious blood.
我们的盼望是在于你的宝血，
Wash us clean.
求你洁净我们，
Clothe us in your righteousness.
为你的，用你的衣袍给我们披上。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，
Amen.
阿门。
My dear precious teachers, take your liberty to pray for us.
亲爱的宝贵的老师们，求你们自由的来祷告。
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Ruth, why don't you start? And Pastor Lai can finish. Pastor Lin is somewhere with us too. And Hong Leon.
请郭牧师
谢
开始
谢。
的，请淑芳牧师做结束。
真是我感谢你，赞美你，主啊，每一个要来跟从你、要来爱你、要来服侍你的人，必须首先就来听这一课，来被提醒。我们一定要谦卑，一定要隐藏在主的荫庇下。一直把荣耀归给神，一直来聆听主的声音，照着主的吩咐来做，来到他的脚前谦卑自己。所以说我特别要向你感恩，在30多年前，当我被圣灵充满几年之后。你曾经借着一个人的口来指出我的骄傲，当时我还很不服气，我不知道自己是骄傲的，直到我在主面前哭泣哭泣，还很委屈那样，但是主自己亲自对我说，是我，就是是主。自己用人的口来对我说的，指出我的骄傲。那个时候我不得不服下来，就要向主认罪，认罪， 悔改，求主怜悯我，把你的谦卑赐给我。从此，我好像是很小心、小心翼翼的，生怕自己会骄傲。但是主，我仍然需要你，因为我的生命本来就是骄傲的，我自己不可能谦卑，我再小心也不能谦卑，唯有常常来到你的脚前。来到你的脚前，向你俯伏，向你恳求，把谦卑的生命赐给我。主啊，把你的谦卑赐给我。凡事我都要躲在你的翅膀底下，一直看到若有什么成功，那是你。主耶稣，我到现在还是要向你求，求你给我一个谦卑的心，谦卑的心，单纯的心，单单仰望你。我不要跑在你的前面，我也不要自己做任何的决定。只要你引一步，我就跟一步，好像我看到每一样都是你在做。主耶稣，主耶稣，请你把谦卑更多更多赐给我，也赐给我们今天在这里的每一位。奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。阿妹，
Praise the Lord. Praise the
阿
Lord.
妹，阿妹。哈利路亚，赞美主！主啊，我们满心感谢赞美你。主啊，今天你在对我们说话。主啊，你自己显明你自己。主啊，我们谢谢你。主，我们不要把所有的荣耀都归给你。主啊，今天我们能够服侍，能够分享，能够做什么，都是你的恩典，都是你来带领，都是你给赐下的恩典。主啊，我们什么都不是。主啊，我是谁呢？你既然眷顾我们，主啊，我们感谢你。感谢你的恩典，哦，主啊，我们什么都没有，主，我们需要谦卑的来到你的面前，我们没有什么可夸的，若我们夸，我们只夸，哦，那叫我们复活的耶稣，主耶稣，我们感谢你，借着今天你自己的话语再次的教导我们，求你洁净我们的心。求你使我们有正直的灵，主啊，我们感谢你，求你宝血洁净我们，将我们医治在你的后面，藏在你的隐秘处，医治在你的隐秘处，主啊，在那个隐秘处就是谦卑的地方，主啊，只有你的生命是谦卑的，我们需要你更多的充满我们这个人。主啊，更多更多的，哦，来到你的面前，让我们能够得到你谦卑的生命。主啊，吸引我们，帮助我们。主啊，我们需要你，我们爱你，我们要更多更多的爱你，更谦卑在你面前。我们向你求，我们向你要，因为我们。一无所有，什么都不是。我们需要你的谦卑，主啊，若不是你来，我们就是多么的骄傲。我们以为我们还可以，我们以为我们自己还不错。哦，主啊，求你赦免我们， 求你原谅我们，我们需要你一直的光照我们，一直的在我们的里面，哦，来洁净我们的内心。主耶稣，我们要更多更多的得着你，我们要得着你自己的谦卑，我们要把我们所有的一切都荣耀你。哦，我们可以做什么？都是因为你，谢谢你给我们这个机会，给我们这样的恩典。主啊，我们谢谢你，我们感谢你，我们把所有的荣耀、尊贵、权柄都归给你。我们这样的感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。
亲爱的主，我们知道谦卑是很难学习的功课，也是我们一生之中一直不住的要将自己的生命隐藏在基督里，到无我。但是主，我们知道，我们不是说学谦卑，我们就谦卑了，乃是生命要去经历主的圣灵的光照。我们经常不注意的、不小心的，在各个不同生命成长的过程里面，在生活当中的情境、境遇的里面，那骄傲的那个尾巴，这无形、无影、无形的就露出来了。这个正是我们要学习，但不是学习就学得来，必须要知道对主要全然的、完全的把自己交托。哦，主耶稣，我们知道主爱我们，恨不得我们每一个人活出来就是基督的生命，我则像雅各一样，付出了一辈子，走起路来像瘸腿的一样，这代价太大了。这代价也不正是彰显雅各那骄傲、那投机的生命所付的代价吗？主耶稣，我们知道，我们也体会这个功课。我们都要在主里面去对付他，去面对他，并且在我们的日常生活、言行、谈吐，我们的甚至在服侍、侍奉、在带聚会的时候，主啊，我们经常不小心就有那话语中一丝丝带着无形的骄傲，好像是谦卑的态度，好像是谦卑的带聚会，但是话语中却偷偷的藏了我们的骄傲。主啊，求你圣灵务必光照我，让我们能够在人生生命见主面之间的这个生活，这个生命，能够看到自己的生命那骄傲的一面、骄傲的元素、骄傲的无形就彰显出来的。主啊，你帮我们截断、去掉我们这个角，这是多余的，是不讨神喜悦的。谢谢主今天晚上的信息，也正是对着我们自己每一个生命，一个很美的一个信息，一个教导。主啊，愿主按着这信息的提醒，让我们的生命能够真真实实、处处对自己小心盯视，无我，全然仰望主，完全的信任主， 主啊，你能做的就是通过圣灵，能够在我们生命的为我们做。我们知道我们自己办不到，需要圣灵，需要连接在圣灵，需要我们跟圣灵连接，被圣灵光照，被圣灵修剪我们。谢谢主耶稣。祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
主耶
阿
稣，唯有你是谦卑，你就是谦卑的化身。你从天上荣光的宝座，愿意降卑来住在我们这骄傲人的心里。主啊，我们深信是你何等的感恩。主啊。我们一出生就是骄傲的人，从里面到外面都是骄傲的。主耶稣，我们呼求你，主啊，让我们在你的脚前，在你的光中，经常的呼求你，把你的谦卑坐在我们这骄傲人的身上。呼求你的谦卑的灵来充满我们，来赶驱走我们里面一切骄傲的权势。主啊，求你常将在你的光中来显明我们里面的本相。哈利路亚！主啊，在圣殿里。有一个法利赛人跟一个税吏站着同时祷告，主啊，我们不知觉中常常就是那法利赛人，求主耶稣也常圣灵来充满我们，主啊，在
没有呀。
等候中，你的光来照耀我们里面，让我们看见。我们里面那个法利赛人，哦，耶稣，你的光一来，黑暗就退去。因此，主啊，求帮助我们，有这恩典，每天来坐在你的脚前。主啊，那里是一个我们被你光照、省察的好地方。主啊，看见我们自己猪八戒的本相，主耶稣，哈利路亚！谢谢你，也借着与我们同住同行的关系，主啊，在教会生活里，主啊，常常让我们的耳朵能听见自己的出言不逊，哈利路亚！主啊，赐给我们教会生活、家庭生活、社交生活，那是我们学习谦卑，也是我们看见自己本相的地方。主耶稣，让我们常坐在你的脚前呼求，看到我们里面没有谦卑，我们有的是那骄傲的肚脐。透过我们的呼求，主啊，主啊，求你把你那谦卑的灵吹进我们往下所有家人们的心中。透过我们的呼求，你一点一点的驱逐我们里面骄傲的毒气，卸下你谦卑的灵，一点一点的。坐在我们里面，那里是你与我们同住的地方，那里是我们藏身之处，就是一个谦卑的地方。因此，主耶稣，我再一次呼求你，把你的谦卑坐在我们王校整个团队， 从老师们到我们每一个同学们，主啊，哈利路亚，好让我们里面真真实实的有你做我们的藏身，主耶稣，是的，在你的脚前，是我们能够找到的唯一一个学习谦卑的地方。求主常把我们藏身在你的隐秘处，在你多言的隐秘处，那里无风无浪，领受你圣灵深的光照和教导。主耶稣，谢谢你，我们真是有福，能看见自己无亲爱的本相，有你成为我们永远的盼望。我们一呼求，主啊，你就伸手就把脱离那法利赛人的骄傲。主耶稣，愿你谦卑的灵赐给我们每一位，赐给整个 ZMI 团队，愿为 ZMI 整个团队都披上谦卑的斗篷。主，谢谢你，将祷告奉主的名求，阿门。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Sì, mi Gesù.
The Lord is pouring out his humility for each of us.
Shen 正在倾倒下他谦卑的灵，为着我们每一位。
That's the real thing, his own humility.
他自己的谦卑是唯一真实的谦卑。
We're very good at trying to be humble.
我们很容易自己尝试谦卑，
But Jesus offers us the real thing.
但耶稣把这真实的谦卑给我们。
As we wait in his presence, he clothes us with his humility.
就是当我们在他的同在里等候他的时候，他就为我们披上他的谦卑。
It's part of his Holy Spirit being poured out in us.
是他自己的圣灵被倾倒在我们的里面，
Isn't that wonderful?
这是何等的美好！
Not something we strive for, but just something we open our hands and receive His Spirit.
不是我们挣扎努力得来的，而是我们敞开手、敞开心来领受他的圣灵。
Lord, we take your spirit.
主，我们领受，我们领受你的灵。
We'll never be any different unless you give us your humility.
除非你把你的谦卑赐给我们，我们永远不会有什么不一样的。
So we believe you to pour it out on each one.
所以我们相信你要把你的谦卑倾倒在每一位的身上。
Because you love us so greatly.
因为你是这样的爱我们，
And you promise that if we wait on you, we would be filled with your spirit.
因为你应许我们，我们若等候你，我们就必被你的灵充满。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.